So please switch this now. I wanted to record this show now for some weeks, but I never came across the time to doing it for several reasons. It was Christmas and New Year, and I didn't want to ruin it for everybody. I keep that for Mr. Big Fatty. He's good at that.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I keep that for Mr. Big Fatty. He's good at that.
Hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2795 of the BFO for right the 12th of October 2018. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you about my day, and we're going to catch up on a few things in the e-letters. Hello, Debris. Very like colonic debris. No, that's the only person I know that had colonic debris was that conscience.
What happened?
Well, I'll tell you what happened. We had the hurricane. Had the hurricane. Hurricane. What was it? Stephen? Stephen? No, Michael. Beef. Any? I don't know what it was, but beef. Y'all, it's sad, isn't it? It's just sad. But y'all, whatever it was, no, it was, it started with an M. It was it Michael? Yeah, I think it was Michael. B, Fanny. Y'all came ashore down there in the panhandle. Near Mexico Beach. Big Fanny, Mexico Beach. Is that where the Mexicans live? I think so. And came up through Georgia. Y'all, the Georgian Atlanta was showing the radar. Y'all, they were getting red rain. Red rain up in Hatlanta. And y'all, it just moved on through the home of the... of the Metropolis Entertainment Complex, Augusta, and y'all, Charleston was going to be impacted, Big Fatty, as opposed to your colon, it's true, was going to be impacted most between 2 a.m. and 8 a.m. in the morning, and y'all, so I when I went, to, well, that gets into my day, but y'all, it has... it has blown through, y'all. As of this recording, it's heading up there to see Moose P and Stacy in the Hillsborough. Big Fanny, will it make it up to see Randy and Penis Live? Ain't it? No, I don't think so. I think it's gonna head off the coast. But y'all, I'll give you a report on what how we were impacted here in Fat Acres. As I tell you about my day. Yes, Big Fatty. After I recorded yesterday's little show, y'all had me some supper here at the villa. Y'all, then I went for my evening. Y'all, I've moved my evening nipple walk to around 5 p.m. in the afternoon. Because y'all, when the time changes here in about, let's see, how many weeks is that going to be? That'll be 3 weeks. 3 weeks from this coming Sunday. We'll return to standard time. Yes, we've got a fallback. And so, y'all, it'll be getting darker earlier. You know, I mentioned that it was already getting darker during the 6 o'clock hour now. Y'all, I just decided to start doing the nipple walk around 5 p.m. in the afternoon. And y'all, I went out, and y'all, the breeze had picked up. But y'all, the humidity was still just... It was just atrocious, just atrocious. And then I came back here to the villa and I watched a little bit on the TV machine. Y'all, I was watching the Weather Channel. You know, that's what the old people do. They love to watch the Weather Channel. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, we know. And so I was watching that. And y'all, I decided that it was... It was going to be one of those evenings where even Georgia and Atlanta mentioned that the rain was coming down and the wind was blowing, and it was just made for a perfect evening in the love chamber. Yes, Big Betty, except without a gentleman caller, true. But y'all, I finally fell asleep, and y'all, I was expecting to hear the wind and the rain just coming down. Y'all didn't hear a damn thing. Never heard a damn thing. Y'all woke up about 6 a.m. in the morning, still didn't hear nothing. Rolled back over, went back to sleep, and y'all, I was a sloth. It was as if I had been transported to Walnut Hills. Y'all, I didn't get out of the love chamber till 10 a.m. in the morning. And y'all, I walked outside, and y'all, the humanity of it all, y'all, I looked down and one of the pillows had blown off of the glider on the veranda here at the villa. And y'all, I just had to take a moment and gasp. I just gasped. Big Fatty, did you fart in it? No, I was overcome by the damage. And y'all, that is not to make fun of what the folks down there in the panhandle and throughout Georgia and all. But y'all, we got some wind, and I don't think we got hardly any rain. Y'all, it did shake the trees a little bit. So y'all, I had acorns everywhere, and y'all, there were some twigs and all. I probably will get out the rake, because y'all, finally, we're getting a little taste of fall, y'all. The weather app says that y'all the high on today for right is gonna be 76, and y'all is going to 55 degrees for right night. So y'all, there may actually be a camisole required sometime this weekend. But y'all, I went for my morning nipple walk. Y'all, it was still very humid, but the wind was blowing. But it wasn't, you know, like what you saw on the TV machine or anything. It was just a constant, 20 to 25 mile an hour wind blowing. Big, kind of like you after Mexican food, pretty much. But y'all, it was nice because the clouds kept the sun in check. And y'all, I got my shirt. I had my brufkas. Late brufkas, and y'all, I've just had a lovely, relaxing day. Y'all, one thing I wanted to tell you about on my morning nipple walk, I noticed that there are albino pumpkins. Big Fatty, what does that mean? They're white pumpkins. And I thought that, you know, sometimes you see those gourds that are white, but y'all, these are pumpkins. And y'all, they're not painted. They're just colorless. They're, yes, Big Fatty, just white. white as a ghost. They are white as a ghost. And y'all, I don't think I've ever seen them before. But y'all, there must be half a dozen houses here in Fat Acres that have these albino pumpkins. And y'all, I was just wondering if any of you had seen them. Y'all are just odd looking. Yes, Big Fatty, kind of like. Well, never mind. Thank you for calling. Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, this weekend we have not one, but two, I say, two, special, very, very special celebrations of exiting the birth canal. And y'all, they're both tomorrow on Saturday the 13th. Yes, Big Fatty, y'all, the first... y'all, it's my oldest daughter. Y'all, she's up there in the Minneapolis. And I've met her many times before. But it's been years, just been years. And y'all, it's my oldest daughter for Fairy Princess Holly. Oh yes, we are Fairy Princess Holly. And y'all, I guarantee you, she's gonna have cake today. Oh yes, Big Fatty, she came from your loins. Oh, and y'all, speaking of coming from my loins, Big Fatty Vulgar, y'all, it is everybody's favorite crazy Mexican. Y'all, he's over there in Bulgaria, Mexico. Y'all, it's the other half of Mr. Zed. Y'all, it is none other than the former number one fan of the BFO. Oh, Big Fatty, once a number one fan, always a number one fan. Y'all, it's Hat M. Oh, Big Fatty! We love Hat M. You got kind of choked up. Yes, Big Fatty, Hat M chokes me up. Y'all, Hat M is on, I know he's on the Twitter. He and Fairy Princess Holly are on the Twitty. Because y'all, they're always posting pictures. Hat M posts pictures. Y'all, he posted a picture of some duck and potatoes. If you see Fairy Princess Holly or if you see Hat M on the Twitty or the FaceSpace, wish them a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope they both get a ginormous piece of cake. Yes, Big Fatty. Take a picture of that cake.
Happy birthday to you.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from and shamelessly ripping you off the best fiber?
It is time for Ask Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, our Ask Big Fatty question today, y'all, comes to us from my international number one straight boyfriend, y'all. Y'all, it's Straight Bob, and he says, hey, Big Fatty, lucky me, I went for a run, and the little show was the only podcast that loaded, so I got to listen twice. Big Fatty's getting to be like Moose P, I guess. The old gal circle jerking with Paul Lynn got me to thinking, Big Fatty, that is vulgar. I'm sure you have seen your share of penises in your time, but have you ever come into close contact with a celebrity's in your travels? Porn stars excluded. Thank you for calling. Well, first of all, Straight Bob, thank you so much for the Ax Big Fatty question. And this is an excellent question. I'm trying to think if I have, Mr. Michael Brandon. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, I hear Gay Country West touching himself right now. I've had a monster in my oral Orphus, Big Fatty Vulcan. But as far as being in contact with non-porn star penises, I guess the closest to that that I can think of would be Adam from the Stinky Rabbit. Big Fatty, you didn't get close to his penis. You're exactly right, Poodle. I didn't get close to his. He got close to mine. Big Fatty, even more vulgar.
It's recipe recommendation time. It's recipe recommendation time. Come on, Big Fatty listeners, and enjoy a recipe from Big Fatty or one of his chef listening friends. It's recipe recommendation time. Hey, cook up a storm.
Yes, y'all, we had the recipe from Francie for the Crab Imperial, y'all, she does take Straight Bob's suggestion in using butter rather than oleo in that, and of course butter makes everything better. But y'all, it prompted that recipe prompted Sam in the Hinterlands to send a recipe, y'all. This one is called the Italian Five Cheese Blend Tortilla Individual Pizza Pie. She says, if you like the scarlet crustacean lobster appetizer, lobster pizza, you can totally make it at home, y'all. You take one flour tortilla, some Land O'Lakes garlic herb tub margarine spread. Big Fatty, garlic tub margarine spread. Wasn't garlic tub margarine spread the old gal's stripper name when she was with Julia Child? I think maybe it was a personal lubricant. That's vulgar. You need some Rome tomatoes chopped, five cheese blend, I guess that's cheese, lobster meat or baby scrimps or nothing at all. Good all three ways. And some fresh parsley or basil as one prefers. You spread the tortilla with the herb spread, add the meat and tomatoes, top it with the cheese and the greens, and then bake in a toaster oven until the cheese melts. Y'all, there you go. That's the scarlet crustacean lobster pizza pie that you can that you can make at home. Big Fatty, that just sounds lovely. Just absolutely lovely.
Big Fatty, just curious, have you sent Gare his crema card yet?
Sleigh bells ring. Are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland.
No! Yeah, Gussie, y'all, however, I am happy to announce that the official BFO Crema cards have been ordered, and y'all, they have arrived here at the villa. But y'all, and I'll give you information on how you can get one. Oh! But you know, we don't talk crema until after Gay Crema, which is the 31st of this month.
Yes, Big Fatty, come November the 1, pull out the mistletoe and the holly. Oh, and y'all, speaking of the holly and the mistletoe, Big Fatty, isn't mistletoe like a fungus that you use and medicate it? No. Anyway, y'all,
I hope you have a lovely weekend. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show is a voice you hadn't heard in a long time. It's that crazy Mexican, Hat M. And Hat M, just out of curiosity, what do you think of Big Fatty's special chair?
I keep that for Mr. Big Fatty. He's good at that.
Oh, yes, I hear Big Fatty's very good at using the special chat.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.